Listener Production.
Hey there, it's Laura Pettigrew. The Stranger Danger alarm has been raised following a concerning incident at a park in Kingaroy. A mother sharing on Facebook that her children were approached by an unknown male 2 weeks ago who asked intrusive questions. Managing Director Holly Ann Martin from Safe for Kids says it's important for parents and carers to have open and honest conversations with their kids.
One of the tips that I usually give parents in a parent workshop is to have a family code. You know, you're walking to school and somebody pulls up and says, hey, your mum said to come and pick you up. If you don't know the secret code or the family code, then I'm not getting in the car.
Glencore could be allowed to dump carbon waste into the Great Artesian Basin. Industry stakeholders and MPs are fighting to block the mining giant, with the issue concerning the future of Queensland's most precious natural water supply being heard in the federal court. CEO of the National Farmers Federation, Tony Ma, says the government needs to listen to rural and regional farmers.
It has provided for rural and regional communities, including farmers. It will continue to if it's not disrupted. This project will disrupt it.
Floodwaters are falling in some areas, but warnings are still in place for the Warrego, Condamine, Ballon and Maranoa rivers. The Warrego reached 9.34 metres yesterday afternoon. It is now steady at around 8.53 at the Weir. Levels are falling in the Condamine at Centenary Bridge, recording 0.60 metres. And new reports show some staff are working 60 hours a week to make up for shortfalls in some Queensland jails. The Mass Exodus has reports showing jails are operating with up to 50 less staff than usual. It comes as the new Lockyer Valley Correctional Centre searches for 800 staff to care for 1,536 inmates that will soon occupy the facility when it opens later this year.